Maybe it won't join the ranks of T.E. Lawrence's Trudge Across the Nifud or Michelangelo's Sistine Agony, but 18 months after A.J. Jacobs cracked open Volume A, he has now snapped shut Volume Z. A.J. Jacobs has read the entire Encyclopedia Britannica in a quest to become the world's smartest human being. We'll be the judge of that. A.J. Jacobs joins us for one last time from our studios in New York, although I'm told you're going to try and figure out another way to get back on the show. But, A.J., nice to talk to you anyway.
Good to talk to you.
How did you observe this milestone?
Well, I had read that Tenzing Norgay, when he became the first man to reach the summit of Everest,
yes,
had some mint cake, but I couldn't find any at my local supermarket, so I just had some ringdings. And, you know, and then I tried to figure out what to do next with all this free time. It's very confusing.
Have any idea how many pages you read?
Yes, it's 33,000 pages. It's all, I can give you some statistics. It's 44 million words, 75,000 articles, 7,000 contributors, 24,000 images, and approximately 17 facts about crossed eyes.
There were 17 facts about crossed eyes?
Yes, it was one of the odder themed little leitmotifs in the encyclopedia. Like, Rene Descartes had a fetish for women with crossed eyes. That made it in there.
Thank you, AJ.
You'd need to know.
How many pounds of solid reading pleasure was the Britannica?
Well, it was approximately 4 pounds per volume, so a total of 128 pounds of knowledge. And if you stack the volumes up, they're about 4'6", which I figured was somewhere between Emmanuel Lewis and Tom Cruise.
Okay. Let me ask you about some of what you may have gleaned from the last volumes, okay?
Sure, yes.
You learned something interesting about Emile Zola.
Yes, this one, he was the prototypical starving writer, because when he was young, he survived by eating sparrows that were trapped outside his attic window.
What kind of sauce?
I would assume béarnaise.
A man who's just read the Encyclopedia Britannica should not have to assume anything.
That's the one fact they left out, Scott.
Were zombies in Z?
Yes, zombies were in Z, and they get a bad rap, according to the Encyclopedia, because there's no mention of them eating human flesh. What they really do is perform agricultural labor, so they're out there plowing and planting seeds and letting the farmer relax in a hammock, so it's not so bad.
AJ, what's the last entry in the Encyclopedia Britannica?
The last entry is Zywiec, Z-Y-W-I-E-C.
Not the town in South Central Poland that's known for large breweries.
It is. You are a fan. Wow,
oh my gosh, and that 16th century sculpture in town, the Dormant Virgin?
I am impressed.
See, you don't have to read the Encyclopedia Britannica to know this stuff. Quick now, what do you recall from Volume A?
Well, I remember the very first word in the encyclopedia, a'ak, which is a type of ancient East Asian music. It was a very frustrating experience because it said a'ak si gagaku, so I actually had to wait until G to find out what a'ak was, so it took me a few months.
Are you feeling what I'll advisedly characterize as post-encyclopedic depression?
There's a little bit of that. I'm not sure what to do next. You know, I'm considering reading the Oxford English Dictionary, but I think I'll take a break and maybe watch all of the Police Academy movies or something like that. So I need to give my brain a rest.
AJ, nice talking to you.
Good talking to you.
Esquire magazine editor AJ Jacobs, soon to be the author of the book, The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Person in the World.